We went up onto the roof. And we did not have to wait long. There was someone moving on a hill in front of the house. I looked through the telescope and saw a small boy with a bag over his shoulder. He looked round to make sure that nobody was following him, and then he disappeared over the hill.
"Remember that I don't want the police to know my secret, Dr. Watson," Franklin reminded me. "I'm too angry with them at the moment to help them."
I agreed not to tell the police, and said goodbye. I walked along the road while Franklin was watching me, but as soon as I was round the corner, I went towards the hill where we had seen the boy. The sun was already going down when I reached the top of the hill. I could not see the boy, and there was nothing else in that lonely place. Beneath me, on the other side of the hill, was a circle of old stone huts. In the middle of the circle was one hut that had a better roof than the others, so it would keep out the wind and the rain. This must be the place where the mysterious man was hiding. I would soon know his secret. As I walked towards the hut, I saw that someone had certainly been using it. A path had been worn up to the door. I took my revolver out of my pocket and checked that it was ready to fire. I walked quickly and quietly up to the hut and looked inside. The place was empty.